Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am distraught over the state of our republic. The Democrats, why we needed more proof, we've seen it so many times in the past. The same Democrats that voted for the war, the same Democrats that voted for the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act and the Defense Authorization Act. The entire Bill of Rights has been overturned. The entire posse comitatus, jurisprudence, we're no longer a free country if they wish to try to implement these powers. Congressman Ron Paul on air yesterday, without my prompting, said that they, you know, can put us in concentration camps now without any charges. And they are building them. And millions of Americans think everything's fine now. And they're defending Nancy Pelosi and Howard Dean, saying no impeachment, no investigations, nothing. Nothing. But the good news is 87% of Americans, over 300,000 people voting. 313,738 responses, MSNBC poll. 87% say yes, Bush should be impeached because between the secret spying, deceptions leading to war, and more, there is plenty to justify putting him on trial. But again, that even insulates the elite because George Bush is a puppet. We're going to be talking more about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bilderberg Group. I'm making a film about them. We need to start exposing the actual people pulling the strings. And it's a lot more dangerous than exposing little creatures like George Bush and Bill Clinton and Hillary, but we will do it here. We are committed to this fight. So if you want to be effective, get past left, right, and get right down to the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim, James, Frank, and others. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
Alex, long time.
What's on your mind?
Note to Violet. We need to get you an O2 tank in that studio so you can take a shot of oxygen. What will happen if our leader has a heart attack?
Oh, come on. I have a real bad headache today. It's 80-something degrees in Texas, really bad allergies, and I was about to just blow up on air, and so I went to music.
Well, you just know we love you, brother. We don't want to lose you.
And I still blew up afterwards.
A couple of things about the new movie and the election quickly, if I may. Is there a copy? Is it copyright-free, correct?
Well, because I went into a commercial distributorship, I can't really say it's copyright-free. You can make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes. I have that agreement with my distributor, but I can't just say copyright-free. Do you know, if I said something was copyright-free, you could copyright it and claim you owned it and then remove my authority to put it out?
The next question is, cable access is okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good.
We want you to.
Question about that. In the Gulf of Tonkin section, when you had the picture of Johnson in the cap and gown, in the background, is that a very young David Gergen?
I don't know. We just used that photo of LBJ.
Okay, if you get a chance to go back, take a look at it. It looks like a real young David Gergen in the background. Of course, every time I see his face, I think of you in the 9/11 movie when he totally went berserk on you outside of the convention.
That's classic, isn't
it? Oh, my God, I love it so much. And an idea here for you about how to get us into Blockbuster. They have a video exchange program. I was talking to them this morning. Anyone that has a Blockbuster card can sign up for a video exchange program, and as long as the Terror Storm, which has a barcode on it, it can be scanned into their system, it will go on their shelves, and they'll get a trade or a store credit. So that's an easy way to get into Blockbuster. Buy an extra copy of Terror Storm, turn it into them.
Well, I would really, and we should also place them in libraries. People should contact Blockbuster. They're very close to carrying it in their stores. And we have contact info up on Infowars.com. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. It's a rummy real quick. Our old buddy, Mr. Aspartame. Do you think he's a retire or a rehire?
Well, that's it. It's a revolving door. I mean, it's completely staged. We'll be right back. It's just, you know, taking that lightning rod out of the equation, a symbol of a change when there will be no change, so the Democrats can suck their thumbs and feel good. We'll be right back.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop. Because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time. And that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In a poll with over 300,000 respondents, 87% of Americans want George Bush impeached, just like 97% don't want North American Union toll roads, 99% don't want the new Supreme Court ruling about grabbing private property for private interest, just like 90% don't want open borders and amnesty, and the two parties together say it isn't what you want, it's what the elite wants. Shut up. And I'm tired of it. But the good news is the people are awake, and the Democrats are, they're not going to fool people long. In fact, within days, folks are already realizing they've been scammed. And, in fact, a lot of good Republicans got removed from House seats, people that were against giving blanket amnesty, and now Bush has got a Congress he can, quote, work with. We're in a lot of trouble. See, we were hoping to get the Democrats in, they go for impeachment. They told you day one, uh-uh. You can't blame Pelosi. I mean, she was honest with you. She told you 2 weeks before on 60 Minutes. We got wide open phones in this hour. I'm taking your calls. We've got a guest in the next. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to James in New York and Frank Mayo and others, or Mayo. Go ahead, James.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'll tell you who's supporting Nancy Pelosi. She's 100% supported by LaRaza. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. I'd really like to talk to you, sir. Just go ahead.
Hi. Yes. Nancy, did you know that Nancy Pelosi is supported by LaRaza? I think it was 100%. LaRaza?
Yes.
Yes, they supported it. I think they gave like 100% support and I guess a glowing report. And she's also taking $23,350 from pro-Israel lobbying groups like the Women's Alliance for Israel and National PAC.
Yes, she's big time in the hip pocket of Israel.
Yes. So the only thing that gets me a bit upset about this, well, except for her not wanting to impeach Bush, is that she's also supported by the people who would also support Bush. So, again, like you said, she's two sides of the same thing. It's two sides of the same coin. So we'd be at this. I think I agree with Jack Boyd when he said it actually is better that the Republicans would have stayed, not because of their policies, just because they're coming in, the Democrats, they're going to treat everything like the borders, even though the Republicans aren't angels. They're just as bad, even worse, and they're still supporting the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act of 06. So it would have been better off just to vote for Republicans, and it's not even or even better to vote for all third parties.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. No, that's really it. And we need to intensify the exposure of 9/11 being an inside job, a false flag terror attack, a self-inflicted wound. We need to re-energize it 110% and then 110% and then 110%. Amplify, amplify. Never stop. Continue exposing. I mean, shame on the Democrats that are sending me emails going, don't be mean to Nancy. She's trying. Don't be mean to Howard Dean. What are you talking about? You know, the people put them in office because they don't want the war. They want Bush brought to justice, and what are they giving us? The exact opposite. You know, they say they do what the people want. They do the exact opposite. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in New Jersey. Frank, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Austin. I'd like to quote a book by a Ralph McGeehy, Deadly Deceit, My 25 Years in the CIA. It's about a half a minute quote here. There is a little bit of fear that if you go after the intelligence community, your career is threatened. Several CIA operatives have told me that the CIA had blackmailed Senator Burton, David Burton, head of the CIA Senate Oversight Committee, warning him in 1992 that if he would release, they would release pictures of his alleged homosexual pedophile activity if he didn't come over and decrease his opposition to the nomination of Robert Gates as director of the CIA. And then right underneath that, America suffered greatly from the media cover-up. America have paid a terrible price for the media cover-ups and the disinformation related to corruption, criminal activity throughout government offices and covert operations. And that's by a classic book that was just out 1 year now, Iraq Lies, Cover-Ups, and Consequences, by the one and only Rodney Stitz of DefraudingAmerica.com and DruggingAmerica.com. The man's got it pretty well documented, okay? Rodney Stitz.
Yeah, I got the plug. I mean, this is how the game's played. That's why we're in so much trouble. I appreciate your call. Mayo in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
First of all, I really appreciate the show, and thank you for taking my call. Let me ask you, over the phone, I'm originally from Mexico, of course, I'm legal and everything here. Let me ask you, I know you're opposed to an amnesty. When we say blanket amnesty, I can understand that. But do you oppose to a guest program?
Am I opposed to a what program, sir?
To a guest temporary programs.
Well, I've read the temporary program. Anybody who's here for 6 years is instantly legalized. It allows the Fortune 500 to bring in skilled and unskilled workers at an unlimited level. It's the end of this country. And, sir, I have nothing against hardworking Mexican-Americans who've come to this country and gone through the process. What I don't like is the fact that La Raza means the race.
No, I understand that.
You know, because obviously you speak Spanish. And a lot of the Hispanics I talk to do say this is Mexico when it belonged to Spain and the Confederates and everybody else.
No, I understand.
So I don't think there's a real claim here. Sure, Native Americans, you could say, but the Mesoamericans from south of here aren't the native Central North Americans. And there's 6+ billion people trying to get in here. And if we let giant third world populations in, it's going to destroy what's left of a middle class and not give anybody a chance to get into the middle class. And the globalists who are behind all these other bad things want open borders, want total legalization. So doesn't that obviously tell you it must be bad?
No, no, I understand that. What I don't understand why, and I agree with you, the government, what, it's too bad that we don't have these programs in Spanish and educate the people. I understand the government is way too big, way too powerful, it's run out of control, and the people don't want to see that. But anyway, that's why the politicians keep dancing around with this amnesty baloney, where to me, I mean, I talk to a lot of people from Mexico and Honduras, Salvador, you name it, and they even against that, they're legal. Like me, I went through the process. It's not fair for the ones to go through the process to wait 10, 15 years to suddenly everybody wants the quick general amnesty. To me, I thought from the very beginning that Bush would have the guts to say, let's have a clear amnesty. And when I say clear amnesty, to me, anybody that has been here at least 7 to 10 years that has got businesses, that reclaim income taxes, that they got the legal business, and they don't depend on the welfare system, to me, those are the ones that really deserve the amnesty. You know what I mean?
Let me just say this to you. Everything that comes out of George Bush's mouth is a lie. Okay? And George Bush is helping prop up the new government in Mexico that clearly stole the election. They're out there shooting people who are protesting in crowds. The government is a narco-terrorist state run by Chase Manhattan, Citibank, and Wall Street, and they can sell us all day on, oh, let's just be fair. We got 30 million people in this country who weren't born in this country, who are illegal aliens, who, I mean, imagine being an American, okay, and you go read the literature that the popular groups are putting out, that the big corporations fund, by the way, saying, this is Mexico, this is Aslan, Plan of San Diego, the Mexican radio stations, you know full well what they say. My wife speaks fluent Spanish and tells me what they're saying. And so I'm sitting here watching this happen. It's part of the North American Union, sir. They've already merged Mexico and Canada. They're just getting around to telling us. They're merging our police, our regulations. It's all happening. And so you say Bush had the courage to come out. I mean, this is what the establishment wants. And so just because it seems reasonable to people on the ground, we have to see the bigger picture here and understand this is about destroying the United States and making us a country like Mexico. And yes, at the same time, I talked to Mexicans. They seem to get government corruption because they lived under it better than stupid yuppies in this country. They seem to understand. They seem to want freedom at many levels and seem to like this show while they still disagree with me about the amnesty because somehow they've been sold, that it's a Raza thing. I mean, listen, can you imagine if there were 30 million white people who moved down to Mexico and were calling it the race in English, and running around saying that Mexico belonged to the U.S., and then the argument will be, well, the Southwest was Mexico. It was imperial. Different people were grabbing it. And so, Guadalupe Hidalgo and the treaty and all the rest of it. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I understand that. Like I say, there again, and I also understand that half of the, whatever they claim, 38 to 40 million illegal, I understand. 70% of them, they don't want to stay here anyway. They do send them the dollars to Mexico, and that's why...
No, I know. They own their own little, nice little farms and are doing quite well and are hardworking people. Listen, and it's the Mexican government stealing their land, forcing them up to Mexico City.
I don't care about that. Yeah, I understand that. That's why the Mexican government is so addicted to the American dollar that it's basically the second of income besides oil. I know that. That's what I say. But at the same time, to me, we ought to say, you know what? The ones that deserve really a clear amnesty, the ones that have been here at least 7, 8 years, integrated to the system, they speak the language, they do business, they own legal houses, they got families, and then the rest of them, to me, send them back. Honestly. Send them back.
I mean, people who've been here legally can get citizenship and should be able to, but there's no attempt to even send back the illegal aliens. I mean, in Austin, there's more illegal aliens probably than there are Mexicans and whites and blacks combined.
No, I understand. You're just heaven for them, yeah, because we don't impose the laws. I understand that. Thank you, sir, for the call, and have a good show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead, tons of news. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 10th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.32 an ounce, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.58.92 and $3.30.48 for half ounce coins. That's $6.58.92 and $3.30.48. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Continuing with open phones on this Friday edition, I want to get your response as Americans, not as liberals or conservatives divided into the two management camps they control you through. What are we going to do? 87% want impeachment. We know it's probably even more than that. We know the elite has circled the wagons against the people. They're doing everything they can to neutralize an effective counter-revolution in this country. Oh, yes, we're counter-revolutionaries. We want our Bill of Rights, our constitutional republic back. The elite is doing everything they can to engage in dog and pony show smoke screens. It's not working. That's the good news. The people are seeing right through it. But still, they've got the power. They're still in control. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls here. John in Virginia, then Dylan, John, and many others. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Alex. I was calling about
About a week or so ago, I heard you mention that you like the song John the Revelator by Depeche Mode. And so I went out, looked it up on Google, and got the lyrics of that song. And now I'm left very confused. I don't understand why a Christian would like the lyrics to that song. It calls John the Revelator a liar. It says he should bow his head in shame. That he should be sent home on the train. All he ever causes us is pain. You know, Revelation 22:19. Whoever takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life.
I saw a music video twice on the internet. I knew the first line of it, and it was George Bush. It was saying George Bush was taking the Bible and manipulating it and using it. That's how I saw it. So I know the first.
Okay.
I know the first two lines, John the Revelator, put him in an elevator, send him up, something like that.
Yeah, so you need to look at the rest of the words of that song. It's pretty much against John the Revelator, and it's demeaning to the biblical revelations that he wrote. And
yeah, so, I believe it's talking about the way that's, from what I got from the music video, is it's talking about what the neocons are doing with that, but again, I haven't bought the CD. I've probably watched it here at the office a few months ago twice. And so you have to understand I'm not omnipresent. And so if somebody calls in and says, hey, have you seen that song? Oh, yeah, I saw that music video. Pretty cool showing Bush. That doesn't then turn into a, you know, grand thing that I, you know, secretly am, there trying to destroy the revelation of John on the Isle of Patmos.
That's what I was afraid of, so that's what I called.
Well, you don't think that now, do you?
I don't think that as much as I do. Since you said that you only saw the music video and had
well,
not
I thought
read
it was, yeah, I thought that's what they were, it shows Bush.
Perhaps my lyric, the copies of my lyrics are not correct, but...
Well, no, it may be, sir. I didn't, you know how those songs are, too? I can't even understand half of it. It shows George Bush coming out of hell, like the devil, and he's posing as a Christian, and he's lying and twisting the Bible is what I got from the music video. I think if you saw the music video, certainly you went and found the lyrics, and you're like, whoa, I haven't ever read the lyrics.
I hope you will, anyway, and because I just didn't understand why you would like the song being a Christian or why
sure,
any Christian.
Sure, let
like
me
that.
Ask you a question. What do you think about what the Democrats are doing protecting the neocons?
It's very disappointing, but it's not anything that most of us didn't expect to are informed and know what's going on with the fake left-right paradigm and so forth. My friend, she's a diehard Democrat, and she'll never wake up, and she just she's all happy and excited, but she doesn't really care about, you know, Patriot Act and impeaching Bush, obviously, or else she wouldn't be such a fan of Nancy Pelosi. But...
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex? It's a
good,
pleasure. I'm going to try and knock through a couple of questions here. I'm down in Houston, the most awake city in Texas, being facetious, of course. One question I wanted to ask, which I haven't really heard anybody really address. I don't know. I mean, I still need to do more research, so I'm certainly not going to claim to be completely... sure of this, but do you have any like fear of like maybe someone like taking some of the I've been looking at some of the guys with the money in 911truth.org, and I try not to be like everything is, you know, not what it seems. I try to really look at facts and stuff, but you know, are there any concerns that there could be people out there who could possibly hijack the truth movement, and that ends up being the one that's, you know, put into the spotlight when it does come into the spotlight, you know, like...
Well, I don't know about 911truth.org, but I do know that there has been lots of attempts by kind of the George Soros crowd to limit it to, oh, they just let it happen instead of made it happen.
Yeah.
My hop instead of my hop. And that's why I've told everybody to start their own 911 sites, be your own 911 truth leaders. Don't follow me. Don't follow anybody else. I mean, they're not going to be able to hijack the movement because, and they've tried, you know, they've tried saying, oh, drop it, it's a dead issue. No, no, it's the issue, and it's just not going to work. Anything else?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Stay there. On the other side, you can ask your other question. We'll continue with wide open phones. I'm doing a good job of going to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This song, I think I know all the lyrics. I don't know if they're approved, but I don't think these are anti-Christian. It was my uncle, who's a pretty big Christian, pretty serious Christian, who recommended that song for the show. You know, the earlier caller was talking about a caller called in. I don't know, was it Monday or something? Going, hey, have you heard that Depeche Mode song? And have you seen the video? And I said, oh yeah, where Bush is a fake Christian and the devil. Yeah, I like that song. But again, I'm not omnipresent. I just can't keep track of everything anymore. And I don't ever sit up here, by the way, and claim I'm a holier than thou, dressed in white, you know, garment shining from heaven on you either. I don't claim to be your preacher. I don't claim to be your anything. I'm a mad, I guess, hayseed from Texas who studied the New World Order and wants to defeat it and wants to live in freedom. I'm not your pastor. And I've never made a secret of the fact that I'm a Christian. I love God. And I count on God. And I put my faith in God. And you need to judge the tree by its fruits. Oh, now, Pastor Haggard, he'd tell you all about it. He wouldn't dare say he likes some Depeche Mode song. But I guarantee you he comes as a man of peace. But, you know, sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. Whereas I may look foul, don't I feel fair? I mean, don't you understand you don't judge a tree by, I guess it's leaves, you judge it by its fruits. You don't judge a book by its cover. You know, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm actually an exhausted person who works as hard as I can. And just, I live in documents. I live in research. I probably did. I got home last night at midnight. That's not true. At 12:50. And I went in and did another 2 hours of research. And I do that far too often. And frankly, I get burnout and irritable and crabby and sound befuddled. Sometimes because I'm exhausted right now. And I'm going to give a speech tonight before I show Terror Storm for free at the, First Unitarian Church here in Austin, Texas. I hope you'll come out to it. We got a link to it up on Infowars.com, or you can just check your phone book in Central Texas. It's in North Austin. And I hope to, I don't even know exactly where it's at. I was there one other time at an event, but it's a nice church, you know, nice big building. I'm just here, you know, and I got real mad yesterday. And I guess as you get older, you really shouldn't let yourself get into a controlled rage for hours on end. It's not good for you. We need to do what we do out of love, not out of hatred. I just am so sick of seeing the population hoodwinked, the population scammed by the New World Order. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of just seeing the evil win over and over again. And I just want to clean their clock. I mean, don't you have that same wish that I do? Aren't we together on this? Aren't we going in the same direction? There's plenty of, you know, high, uppity, muckety Phariseeing going on. I'm not saying a caller that called was, but there's plenty of people that say their prayers in public and tell you how great they are all day. I'll tell you right now, I'm not a very nice person, probably. I'm a very giving, loving person at certain levels. I'm not at the other, and at other levels. And this is not about Alex Jones. This is about our country dying and going into a one-world government. This is about tyranny unfolding. And we are having successes. The people are waking up. The people are shifting their paradigm. They are getting the big picture. We're having great successes. I should be more positive. I just want to see more of you be leaders and get your head screwed on straight and be involved in real substantive issues. But I know you are. I just, you always have faith, you always hope. And I wish they would say, we're going to impeach that little turkey and we're going to pull the troops out of Iraq, and we're going to investigate the trillions missing from the Pentagon, and we're going to abolish the Military Commissions Act. But none of that's happening. Okay, who were we talking to? I told somebody they had another question, and they wanted to finish it. Who was I just talking to last? Dylan in Texas, that's right. Dylan and then John and Roman and Jack and others. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. I wanted to quickly just say, one, I want to tell you about a panel I got to go to with John Yu last week here in Houston, and also I wanted to know what you have done and what I can do to try to get you on here in Houston.
Okay, tell me about John Yu, and for those who don't know, tell us who he is.
No, oh, he's a wonderful man, just a man of law, and he's pretty much part of the architect in this whole neocon agenda here. you know, crushing boys' testicles, and I know he's complicit in the surveillance stuff that's been passed, or I should say made public here in the last couple
of years. Yeah, he was the assistant White House counsel to who is now the Attorney General, heaven help us, Alberto Gonzalez, in the infamous torture memo saying they can torture children in front of their parents, which I'm never going to shut up about until they put me under the ground. And no amount of threats will stop me or deter me from any of this. We should all have that same terrier, you know, attitude, terrier going after a rat. I mean, I'm just not going to be stopped. I know you're not going to be stopped. And so you had a chance to go to one of his events. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'll be quite honest with you. I kind of, because so much was going through my head. I mean, this is the first time I actually saw one of these scumbags in person. And, you know, I kind of was like, there was so much going through my head. And I was being polite because this was the type of place I could just tell by the type of people. You know, even when I was walking in, there's some guy, oh, we don't want any disturbances. And I'm like, okay, I guess I look like, you know, I guess they could tell I was, you know, not for it or something. I certainly wasn't wearing a sign. But so I knew if I were to be, you know, loud or anything like that, I'd get kicked out immediately. So I waited patiently, and when they called me, you know, there was also this guy, Donald Goldstein, there. And this guy looked like a bad guy from Dick Tracy or something. I mean, he's just a real creepy guy, and he kept making reference. He was kind of he was kind of making the crowd laugh every 30 seconds when he'd start talking about something serious, and he kept making references to Vietnam. So the only thing I could think of when they finally picked on me is I just wanted, you know, I reminded the entire crowd, like, I just want to remind people about a little thing called the Gulf of Tonkin, since we keep making references to Vietnam like it was some kind of, you know, some perfect war that was meant to happen or something. They were just kind of glorifying it. And so after I did that, the mediator was like, do you have a question? And I'm like, yeah, I have a question. And the only thing I think to say was, you know, where is the actual justification, you know, in torturing, you know, kids in front of their parents, raping kids in front of their parents, you know, crushing testicles. And, you know, I just don't understand it. Even if these are terrorists, you know, even if it was like the worst terrorist in the world who really did blow up some building or something, you know, there's still, even if that was the case, I still don't see there being justification in, you know, torturing a kid. And, you know, he kind of just turned it around. Oh, well, you know, you kind of just took that out of context. You probably got like a little 20-second clip or something from an interview I had off of some website or something. And I interrupted and I said, no, I didn't. I listened to the entire debate. And it is in context. And I said, I think you're kind of skewing the truth.
Yeah, notice he couldn't deny it because they wrote it, they said it, he said it in public.
Yeah.
And now he's, again, you've got great courage. You did a great job. Don't second guess yourself. Good job.
Yeah, well, I tried. You know, I wish I could have said, you know, there's so much I wanted to say.
So that's how he ended it? Just, well.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, it's really annoying about these guys, too. And it was really creepy seeing these guys in person. I mean, you see them, but to be face to face with them.
Oh, exactly. For those that haven't, you ought to go confront them, folks. I mean, they're really, they're just arrogant mafiosos.
Yeah, and you can feel it. I mean, you can sense the. You know, I guess evil. I don't know.
Go ahead and say it, the dark power.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, I couldn't believe, that, you know, they'd ask simple questions. I mean, people would ask simple questions. Of course, none of them were really great questions, because I guess there weren't a whole lot of, you know, being at Rice, I was kind of surprised I didn't hear any better questions. But, you know, they're asking, like, these simple questions that should be, like, quick 30-second answers, and every answer is, like, this 10-minute-long answer. Well, really, you know, what color is your hair, John? Well, really, some would say it's black, but really, if you look at it in a certain light, you know, technically my hair is white. And, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just, like, this long, exhausted answer that it's sort of like a, you know, these big words, you know, I'm sort of realizing these big words these guys are using are sort of like armor for their lies, you know?
Yeah, they just act real authoritative and intelligent.
Yeah.
By the way, I forgot to do this on my Sunday syndicated show we do through Genesis. I guess 15 minutes into the second hour, in fact, John's running the broadcast. John, can you go 15 minutes into the second hour of the show? John, you were running the show Sunday, weren't you? Okay, for those that don't know, I'm talking to John off air right now. You can't hear him. Do you remember the caller that said he went up in Kansas and confronted Bush on 9/11? Remember, I meant to play that Monday and just forgot. Will you go cue that up? Sure, I want to play that because people like you out there, Dylan in Texas and the fellow that did this up in Kansas, or maybe it was Missouri, I forget, we'll play it in a minute. Just please don't second-guess yourself. I know it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Most people haven't gone into the enemy's camp. I went and confronted Janet Reno, you know, and told her she was a mass murderer, and I've confronted other ones, and it's hard to do with a room of 500 or 3,000 people, depending on the university hall size, and to do this, and it does shake them up. They have this fake armor of you know, laughing it off. Let me ask you a question. Did he inappropriately laugh and smile and say, oh, you took that out of context, or was he serious?
No, he had, there's definitely a little, you know, overtone of humor. You know, I should say, like, he kind of was like, well, you kind of just took that out of context, and then he gets real serious for a second. But, I mean, I knew, I knew I said something serious because the way that those guys were looking at me on the panel after I asked that, you should have seen the eye contact they were giving me after that.
Were they trying to stare you down, or they looked freaked out?
A mixture of the two. I mean, they looked freaked out, but then briefly, you know, they'd make eye contact with me, and it was sort of like, you weren't supposed to bring that up, you know. I mean, I could just tell, you know, these people are not that smart, you know. I mean, they are smart, and I think a lot of people underestimate them, but...
But it's more of a cunning, like a weasel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's all just, you know, it's all just smoke and mirrors, card tricks, you know, and it's just...
What did the crowd do when you said that?
They all sort of looked at me as I was asking the question, you know, but about 30 seconds after I asked it, you know, the middle guy, this Donald Goldstein, that was a creepy guy too, he said something, I don't remember what, but he kept saying sort of something that was supposed to be, you know, he was a comic relief, I guess you could say. So every time there'd be some serious issue like that I'd bring up, he would be like, oh, well, you know, blah, 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 and then Donald Goldstein would say something funny, and then the whole crowd would laugh, and it's almost like, you know, everything's okay now. Don't worry about what he just said. You know, but I did actually also run off some copies of an article that you had on John Yoo, and I was going to pass them out myself, but when I got there, there was a protester standing outside, and I knew there'd be no way I could get him passed around if I got inside. So I actually gave the stack of articles to him, and sure enough, everyone else that I saw coming in had the article in their hand.
Good job. That's so, what these criminals need to face.
Yeah.
Everywhere they go, their wickedness needs to be exposed. I salute you. Good job. Take care. The only thing I would say Dylan could do differently was bring a friend who'd have a video camera and to split up and then videotape that, then put it on YouTube, and something like that would be viewed by tens of thousands. And then if thousands of you do things like that, tens of millions. You see, it's all of us doing a little something, and you did more than a little. I just commend you. You buoy my heart, Dylan, knowing there's people like you out there. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
I want to commend the courage of the person that faced down John Yoo. I think we need more of that.
Yes.
Couple of quick points, and one I actually wasn't planning on calling in about, but on that that Depeche Mode video, that's not an official video. That's something that somebody made up, just like I've seen an AC/DC Black and Back in Black song where they've taken clips from your movie Martial Law.
Oh, that was so professional animation. That looked like $1 million animation house. I thought that was theirs. Wow.
Yeah,
wasn't it professional?
That was very good. But I do agree with the caller that revelation is important because it actually exposes the
people. Well, you've never heard me not say that.
I know you know about that with that one 666. That's where you talk about that. But like Christians need to realize when it talks about the lamb-like beast that has horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon, that's what we're facing. People that are pretending to be Christians but then are advocating torturing people. That's speaking like a dragon. And that's what's been happening. I've been hearing that was going to happen since I was a little child, that there would be Christians that would be pretending to be Christians but trying to destroy
the Constitution. Yeah, I mean, I was with my uncle this weekend who really does nothing but study the Bible, and that's what he, but it's common sense. It's admitted. You know, when the Antichrist comes, he's not going to be called, you know, Hobgoblin. He's not going to be called Satan. He's not going to be called Buddha. They're going to call him Jesus.
Yeah. A few other things I want to hit really quickly. I just found out John Conyers has now said that he's agreeing with Nancy Pelosi that impeachment is off the table.
Oh, no. See, I knew it.
Yeah, I just did a search on it. This is just like a few hours ago. This went up.
Oh, man. Oh.
Also, I wanted to kind of tell you what happened here in Tennessee election night with Harold Ford. It was kind of like Ohio in a way, in that when when the last parts that hadn't come in yet were from Harold Ford's home district of Memphis, and they said that, oh, when this comes in, it might bump him up over the top. And then they said the votes, he was down like by 51,000 votes. And then they said that in Memphis, he was ahead by 73,000 votes. But then he only went up like about 30,000 votes, so he was still behind. So the math just didn't make any sense. But, and this was, I wish I had recorded it because it was on the news. And there were also some really long lines. Like some people didn't even finish voting until after the election was called because of the problems with electronic voting machines. They didn't have enough in different places. And I think that's one way to fight these electronic voting machines is to point out that they're actually less efficient than paper.
Well, they are, and they're designed to be. I appreciate your call. Roman, Jack, and many others, your calls are straight ahead. More news, more information, but your calls are great. They take us in all different directions. Always enjoy taking them. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Let's try to cram two calls into this segment. Roman in California, then Jack in Texas. Go ahead, Roman.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to say that the solution to this is reforming the anti-Mason Constitutional Party. Could you talk about that for like 2 minutes?
Well, wasn't that John Quincy Adams in 1800 and right around that time, right after 1800 rolled around, when this country was just a few years old, and the Masons had murdered some people and murdered some of their members and been caught and had to admit it. Anybody that was speaking out, they found out that Some of the Masonic groups have been trying to take over the country, and they basically banned Masonry, and they were hunting them down and arresting them, and it was a big furor for a while. And it's a huge, important, complex subject. And what happens is the average Mason tunes in and thinks, well, you're calling me bad, saying I run the conspiracy. You're all a bunch of liars, because they're porch Masons. They're on the outside. They're low level. Most Masons think there's only 33 degrees. They don't even know that there's degrees above that. They're totally in the dark about how it really works and operates. But we need to form an anti-New World Order party to abolish the Federal Reserve and to basically bring the criminals to justice. And we see that for the first time really forming. This isn't like with a reform party when, you know, only 5% don't like the two parties. We have 80-plus percent now not trusting the system. So, again, we're having some gains. We're also having some defeats. But, give us your take on it.
We need to reform the Anti-Mason Party, because when that was formed, the Freemasons got really scared, and they went away. And I think that if we form that party and take control of the Congress and Senate, we might be able to take back this country.
Well, there's a big anti-Masonic move in England, because they have caught them where all the judges are Masons. Masons can't be convicted of any crime. It's a good old boy network. It's big news over there. We first have to educate people here
Yep.
about what's happened. And you know, this is a free country, and so we couldn't ban people from being in those lodges. I think the big thing is educate the Masons, which we've been doing.
What we ought to do is we ought to pass a... The president needs to pass an executive order that says, if you hold an oath that goes above the constitutional oath, you can't hold office.
Well, it'd probably need to be a constitutional amendment, but I appreciate your call. I really don't think the president has that type of power. Jack in Texas, go ahead. Oh, Josh in Texas. I can't read. Josh in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling in to let you know, I just graduated from Texas A&M, and so I got a couple stories for you there. And
then, Robert Gates, the CIA lord? Sure.
Yeah, and I got to confront General Sanchez on torture while I was there.
Oh, good.
And then I have a short poem I wrote, if you want to hear it. And then
sure.
I have something coming up this weekend that we're doing. We're all getting together in San Antonio to have a...
Okay, start rolling stuff. Then. Let me hear it.
All right, General Sanchez came to A&M for it's called the Student Conference on National Affairs.
Yeah.
And so he gets up and he gives a speech about, how we're going to rename it the Long War and we're going to be fighting for generations. And at the end of his speech he goes, and I just want to make it clear that, you know, all topics are on the table. You can ask me about anything. So, you know, bam, I was right at the microphone, first person there. And so I was like, General, thank you for coming. I just have a couple questions. The torture photos show a clear genealogy of torture, you know, starting back in the late 50s and early 60s. The CIA spent a lot of time and money investigating this, and they came out with sensory deprivation, and so that's the hood you see on, on the prisoners. And I was making the gestures with my arms as I was doing this.
Stay there. Stay there. We got a break. We'll start the third hour. We'll go right back to you. And we'll let you, Josh, continue with what you're saying. And again, A&M's a great university, great history. I have a lot of family went there, a lot of friends that went there. I really respect it. It's been totally taken over by the CIA now as a giant brainwashing camp. And I'm really glad to see there are people there inside of it resisting it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...